好，大家早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
好，我们要一起继续的看提摩太 ，sorry， 提多书第二章。
We're going to continue our study of the book of Titus, chapter 2.
那这是我们教会讲道的方式，我们是用释经讲道来教导圣经的。
And this is what we do in our church. We teach the Bible through expository preaching.
所以我们今天要从提多书第二章第十一到第十五节来一起的学习。
And today we will learn together from Titus chapter 2 verses 11 to 15.
几个星期前我遇见了一个老朋友。
A few weeks ago, I met an old friend.
这个老朋友她嫁到中国陪她的丈夫一起服侍主。
And this old friend of mine, she married a Christian and went to China, and they both serve God together.
所以他谈话中，他给我看他的电话里的一个录影。
And as we spoke, she showed me a video from her phone.
他说这个是我的丈夫，我丈夫是牧师，他在讲道。
And she told me, this is my husband, he is a pastor, and he is preaching.
在录影中，我看到的是官方在录他们讲道和崇拜。
And when I was looking at the video, I found that there was an official who was recording their worship and their preaching.
弟兄姐妹低下头。
And so he said, brothers and sisters, please bow your heads.
可是有些人也录官方。
But there are also people who were recording the official.
在他们的聚会的地方被录，他们去开营会，官方也上文，也继续的录。
And so they were being recorded by the official where they gathered. And even when they went for a church camp, the official followed them and recorded everything.
然后就在营会的时候，官方叫那个牧师说，我们去谈谈话。你出来，我们谈谈话。你停止讲道。
And so during the camp, the official approached the preacher and told him, please stop preaching now and let's go somewhere for a talk.
所以我问这位姐妹，现在你回国看你的父母，现在你还要回去吗？这样很危险，你还要回去吗？
And so I asked this sister in Christ who just came back to visit her parents, and I asked her, amidst all this danger, will you still return to China?
因为我不能想象，如果我们在讲道的时候，下面有人在录，然后你们必须录他，所以他们不会对你们动粗，这个是很乱的一个场面。
Because I cannot begin to imagine that if there is some government official recording us, while at the same time our brothers and sisters also recording the official so that they will not turn violent, I think this is a very chaotic scene.
可是他说福音的工作必须继续，他继续回国，回去中国陪他的丈夫服侍主。他说，他就最后一句话，他跟我说，主常常看顾。
And she replied to me, the work of the gospel must continue, and I have to return to China and serve God together with my husband. And her final statement to me is, God will watch over us.
所以你是，如果你是坐在安稳的新加坡的一个基督徒，可能你有这个，可能你心中有这个感觉。
If you are seated here in a peaceful Singapore and you are Christian here, you might have such a feeling in your heart.
可能有时候你对你的信仰有一点尴尬。
Maybe you are embarrassed with your faith.
或者你在大学读书的时候，你为圣经的内容觉得有一点不好意思。
Or when you are studying in college, you might be actually embarrassed over the content of the Bible.
或者有时候当 Ryan 教导神学的时候，你觉得他的一些理念非常的抗拒。
And even sometimes when our brother Ryan is teaching theology here on the pulpit, you might be very resistant to what he is saying.
可能你心中觉得基督教应该改一改口气。
Maybe you think in your heart that Christianity ought to change its tone.
可能你觉得圣经的字句应该稍微的修改它的理解。
And you might think that we need to change some of our interpretation of the Bible.
可能你觉得学习神学太老套了，应该修饰我们一些的这个方式。
And you might also think that it is so outdated now to be still talking about theology. We need to revisit the methodology.
所以今天通过提多书二章十一到十五节，我们要重温神福音的 宝贵与他福音的权威。
So today from Titus 2 verses 11 to 15 we want to revisit the preciousness and the power of the gospel。
所以我们在第一章看了，我们知道保罗写信给提多的目的是要指示克里特岛上的教会如何设立长老。
And we remember that Paul wrote this letter to Titus to have him appoint elders in the island of Crete.
在教会中安立神所定的特征，不是看这些属事的这个资格。
And to appoint elders in the church not based on worldly qualifications.
所以这是我们看过的这个大纲哈。
And we have looked at this outline before.
所以他教导我们谁应该代理教会，我们已经学过了，在提多书第一章。
And we have learned from Titus 1 who should lead the church.
然后在第二章我们之前看过了教会应该教导什么。
And in Titus 2 we also looked at what the church should teach.
所以他对年长的弟兄、年长的姐妹、年轻的弟兄、年轻的姐妹有一定的这个要求。
So he gave a certain commands to older brothers, older sisters, younger men, and also younger women.
那保罗非常的看重这个基督徒的生命。
Paul focuses a lot on Christian living.
尤其是克里特岛的这些基督徒。
Especially Christians on the island of Crete.
因为在提多书第一章第十二节这里说，他们是什么？他们是常说谎话，是恶兽，又馋又懒。
Because in Titus 1:12, Paul wrote that Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, and lazy gluttons.
所以他们没有信用。
So they cannot be trusted.
如果是克里特人，你不可以借他钱。
And if he is a person from Crete, make sure you don't lend him any money.
他没有良心，你没有钱，你不要向他要钱。
He has no conscience either, so if you are poor, don't borrow from a Crete.
他又贪吃，你饿了，你不需要问他，他不会跟你分享。
And he is a glutton, so if you are hungry, you need not ask a Crete because he will not share his food with you.
然后他又懒，他不喜欢做工，这是克里特人岛的这个特征。
And he is also lazy, he doesn't like to work. These are the characteristics of the Cretans.
所以保罗对这样的群众，他必须的不停地强调要生命，不只是要真理。
And so to such a group of people, Paul kept emphasizing on lives rather than just truth.
所以让我们一起先读提多书二章第十一到第十五节。
So let's read together Titus chapter 2 verses 11 to 15.
好，请听我念。因为神就众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候极大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。他为我们舍了自己，要使我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。这些事你要讲明，劝诫人，用各等权柄责备人，不可叫人轻看你。
Titus 2:11 For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. Declare these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one disregard you.
所以讲了那么多要求生命的这些指示，现在保罗要进入这个正题。
And after going through all these instructions about living, now Paul is entering his main point.
他提供对克里特人劝告的根基。
And here he is stating the foundation of his instructions to the Cretans.
他劝告他们必须要有生命，这个根基是这些真理。
And he has instructed them to have right living, and now he is giving them the proper foundation.
所以短短的几句话，他就把福音浓缩了。
And in a few short sentences, Paul has condensed the gospel.
所以简单易记的讲给提多，所以他给讲给这些克里特人，克里特岛的人。
In a short and concise manner, he wrote to Titus so that Titus can also deliver this teaching to the Cretans.
所以他们实在的是很懒。
So they are really lazy.
因为保罗写给罗马教会的人，他写了很多的篇幅教导福音。 这里他只讲几句，还要克里特人记住。
Because in contrast to the book of Romans, where Paul goes on a huge the theological teaching on the gospel, over here he only uses a few short sentences.
在第三章他还会继续的讲多一点，可是他浓缩了就这几节讲给克里特人导，克里特岛上的人。
In chapter 3, he is going to write a few more things, but here in a few short sentences, he is going to teach the people on the island of Crete.
所以提多书这个书很有趣，他每次提到生命，他就提真理，他提了真理，他马上又回去提生命，对这一群人，他不停的只是要有生命的表现。And
the book of Titus is interesting because every time Paul writes on the truth, he will immediately turn to godly living, and then he will turn back to the truth over and over again. There is this pattern. So this is something that he wants the people in Crete to display godly living.
所以我们的大纲只有两点，就是神宝贵的福音跟神话语的权威。
And our outline, there are only 2 points, the preciousness of God's gospel and the power of God's word.
所以宝贵这两个字，
preciousness.
如果邀请你，你勾起你的记忆，你想当你初信的时候，你认识救主耶稣的那一刻，那个福音对你的那一番宝贵的那个感觉。
I invite you to recall once upon a time when you first accepted or received the gospel into your life, and how you would have felt at that point of time on how precious this gospel would be.
对读神话语的那个渴慕,
and you thirst for reading of God's word.
对认识真理的那个热忱,
and you had passion to know the truth.
这些是因为你看第十一节，因为神的恩典显出来了，显给你看，你明白了。
And this is all because verse 11 tells us the grace of God has appeared and now you understand.
这个恩典是我们不配得的。
And this grace means it's something that we do not deserve.
是神主动显明给你看的。
God took his prerogative and he actually showed it to you.
神拯救的计划。
And we had God's salvation plan.
他的福音。
His gospel
是给人类一个极大的恩典，
is great grace to humanity.
是如果叫你写出来，你是写不出来这一个故事的。
And if we invite you to write this, you will not be able to complete this story.
是你不能创造的。
It's not a story that you can even think about.
是一个人类历史一个很不可思议的。 一个事件,
is an unimaginable event in the history of mankind.
所以保罗用了这个字, 显现。
Therefore, Paul used this word appeared.
显明。
And it is manifested.
就好像你在黑暗中, 你突然看到亮光一样。 你突然看到这个神显现给我们看的。
It's like when you were in the darkness and all of a sudden there is light for you to see. This is God showing it to us.
福音是神给堕落之后的人最大的一个礼物。
The gospel is the greatest gift that God has for the fallen man.
一个能够与神恢复关系的礼物。
It's a gift that allows us to restore our relationship with God.
一个能回到伊甸园的礼物。
A gift that allows us to return to the Garden of Eden.
一个能够得永生的礼物。
And a gift that gives us eternal life.
所以福音这一个礼物不是限制一个族群，不是限制一个国家，是一个普世的什么显现。
And the gospel is not limited to a certain race or a certain country, but it is universally given to all men.
所以如果我们看其他的经文，我们知道神的心愿是要什么？神的心愿是不希望人沉沦，希望人人什么？悔改得救。
And we look at another passage which tells us that it is not God's will to have people perish, but God desires that all men come to saving knowledge of Christ.
我们看彼得后书三章九节说，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
And 2 Peter 3:9 tells us the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promises, as some count, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance.
然后提摩太前书2:3-4这里说，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳，他愿万人得救，明白真道。
And 1 Timothy 2:3-4, this is good and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
这是充满盼望的一个真理。
And this is a truth that is full of hope.
可能你跟你的亲戚或者朋友，你分享福音一年，你等了两年，你等了十年，还是没有果效。
Maybe you have been sharing the gospel with your relatives and you have done it once and you have done it in the second year and after doing it for 10 years, there is no result.
可是我们可以深信我们的神不是一个要人灭亡的神。
But we can trust that our God is not a God that wants people to perish.
所以在世人就是我们无助彷徨的时候，神什么？显现他的恩典。
And while we were helpless and when we were hopeless, God showed us His grace.
他通过什么？他通过他的先知预言了他的再来，通预言了有这一个弥赛亚。
And through His prophets, He prophesied that there will be a Messiah.
他差派他的儿子耶稣基督来到世界。
And He sent His Son Jesus Christ to come on earth.
如果你坐在当中，你不是信主的，你每年还是用他的生日。得到什么假期，你也是庆祝他的生日。
And if you are seated here and you are not a believer, yet every year, because of his birthday, you get a public holiday and you can celebrate.
耶稣基督降临的时候，他自己实现了种种的预言。
And when Jesus was incarnated, he actually fulfilled many, many of the prophecies.
世界的艺术，世界的这个音乐都充满它的画面。
And all this culture and art form and also the music of the world is full of Christ.
然后他自己也教导神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给世人，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And he himself said, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
所以从那一天起，他来的那一天起，
So from that day when he came,
世界的日历就改变了。
The calendar of the world changed.
世界的历史改变了。
And the history of the world changed.
现在我们每个人都按着他的所谓出生的那一天计算我们的日历。
And now every one of us, we count our calendar according to the day when Christ was born.
无论你是在中国，你在新加坡，你在美国，你都是用他的这个出生来作为你这个历史的这个指标。
Whether you are in Singapore, in China, or in USA, you use the birth of Christ as the direction of history.
所以如果你上历史课，你就知道人家用什么 BC 祖先，人家用祖后，这个是人家已经默认耶稣基督的存在了。
And if you study history, you will look at the dates as BC before Christ and AD, which is in the year of our Lord. So people have already subconsciously agreed that Jesus is the Lord.
所以神显现了他的恩典。
God manifested his grace.
那你读了，你说一腔，你这样讲很像有一点普世救恩的神学。
And as you read this, you might say that, you know, Jimmy, you seem to be teaching universalism.
那我们观察第十一到第十四节。
Now let's look at verses 11 to 14.
第十一节它这里有那个字众人，对不对？
And it says all people in verse 11.
可是你观察之后，它用这个字我们，它用了几次？
And if you observe after that, he used the word we or us. How many times did he do that?
不过中文呢，就是差不多5次。
And almost 5 times.
所以他提了众人，可是他又提了什么？一些子民，属于他的。他又提众人，又提子民。
And so he talks about all people, but he also talks about us or we, like we are the citizens or the people. So there is all people, and then there is a people.
神很清楚的，他爱世人。God
is clear, he loves the world.
他也很清楚的，只有信他的，他才成就。
But he is also very clear that only those who believe in him, he will save.
这对我们的脑很像有矛盾。And
this to our minds seems to be a contradiction.
对神的伟大是没有矛盾的。
But in God's greatness, there is no contradiction.
神极大的爱使到他的儿子代替了我们的罪。
Because of God's great love, he caused his son to bear our sins.
但是只有那一些相信他的，就是基督徒，就是保罗所提的我们。
But only to those who believe in Christ, which are Christians, which are the people that God, Paul refers here to as us.
这里说耶稣自己的什么？自己的子民。
And it says it is the people of Christ's own possession.
所以神不会让他们灭亡，而是使到他们得到永生。
God will not let his people perish, but will grant them eternal life.
所以那么大的恩典显现了。And
such a great grace has appeared.
神只要求你我真心的信靠他。
God only but demands you and I to trust in him.
可是这一个很简单的一件事， 其实是非常困难的一件事。
But such a simple demand yet is a difficult thing to do.
没有神的怜悯是做不到的。
Without God's mercy, we can never do that.
我们怎么知道？
How do we know this?
跟从耶稣的12个门徒有一个叫犹大。
Because the 12 apostles who followed Jesus, there's one man named Judas.
犹大看了耶稣一切的神迹。
Judas saw and witnessed all the miracles of Christ.
他听耶稣自己讲道，不是听我们这些凡人讲道，他听耶稣讲道。And
he heard Jesus preach. He did not hear mere humans preach like us.
他与耶稣生活、坐船、吃饭、睡觉，他都做了。
And he lived together with Jesus. He followed him everywhere, took the same boat with him, and he did all these things.
犹大不信就是不信。
But Judas did not believe, and so it was.
最后他明白耶稣是弥赛亚，可是他还是不信，他就灭亡了。
And finally, when he realized that Jesus is the Messiah, yet he still refused to believe, and he perished.
如果你今天神赐给你信心，你要感谢主，他显现给你，让你能够明白。 相信他。
Today, if you believe in Christ, then you ought to be grateful to God whose grace has appeared to you that you might understand his word and believe in Christ, and you should thank him.
第12节，当神的恩典显，的宝贵的恩典显现给你的时候，它会使到我们，使到神的选民对罪的一个弃绝。
And verse 12, when God's grace has appeared to us, he will actually cause his people to renounce sin.
你看第二次，有了信心，圣灵什么赐给我们能力，帮助我们脱离罪恶，抗拒我们心中的这些恶念。
Verse 12, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in the present age.
所以教导这一个字有教导，如果中文就好啊。 教训呢，教导又有训练的这个成分。And
there is training here which carries the nuance of both teaching and training.
所以如果你是练武功的徒弟啊，你是从小训练到大的。And
if you are learning kung fu, you would need to start from young, and as you grow, you continue training.
如果是你练手艺的话，你是工匠的话，你是常年不休的这个一直的在练。
If you are a porter, you will need to be training your skills all year long.
那如果你是新加坡，你上学上了很多年，你知道你是一点一点一点的去学数学、科学、语文，你慢慢的累积，你渐渐的进步。
And if you are Singaporean, you understand how when you go to school, you will learn your math, you will learn your science, and etc. And bit by bit, you improve.
所以中国人所谓的什么学无止境，不进而退，你是必须一直的去学。
And so we have a saying in Chinese that there is no end to learning.
所以真正的学习是没有一个终点的。
So real learning has no final point.
你不可能全部都学会的。
It is impossible to learn it all.
一定会有什么更深一层的认识，更深一层的研究和理解。
There will always be something deeper and something more profound for you to understand.
那我们属灵的这个训练也是如此。
In our spiritual training, it is also as such.
所以那训练什么呢？那训练来为了什么？
So this training is for what?
你看第十。十二节，这个训练是要什么？除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲。
Look at verse 12. This training is for us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions.
你看这个字，除去。
To renounce.
除去这个字的意思是弃掉。
It means to give it up.
有脱离关系的这个意思。
And it is something that is like you are trying to break its relationship with you.To disown it.
就像父母什么 与一个败家子脱离关系的那个意思。
It's like the parents disowning a prodigal son.
是一个非常严重的词汇。
It is a very serious term.
脱离罪性所产生不亲切的这个态度要什么？要弃掉。
And we are to disown ungodliness and worldly passions.
脱离世俗的这个情欲，就是世界所提倡的这个价值观，世界所提倡的生活的方式。
And to renounce worldly passions means to renounce the world, the value system of the world, and also the teachings of the world.
那保罗这里不是提倡你要有修道主义。
Paul is not advocating asceticism.
因为在三章一节，他提醒众人要什么？要殷勤工作，要顺服这些官员们。
Because in chapter 3, verse 1, Paul reminds them to be submissive to rulers and authorities.
所以我们谈谈我们基督徒，我们不是一群躲在沙漠和高山的一群人。
And we Christians, we are not living a monastic life in the desert or in the hills.
我们活在世界里。
We live in the world.
我们看世界的电影。
And we watch the movies of the world.
我们看世界的足球。
And we watch the soccer of the world.
可是我们要明白这个意思是怎样活在主的控制以下。
But we need to understand what it means to be living under God's control.
很多年前，我和静婷认识一个夫妇。
Many years ago, I and my wife we know a couple.
他们年纪比我们大很多。
They are much older than us.
那有一天，他给我们一对戏票，是 PG 啊 ，PG 的戏票。
And one day, they gave us a pair of movie tickets that PG rated.
So parental guidance.
可
他们说，我们说为什么你要给我这个戏票？你是不能，你是没有空吗？还是为什么
？And we asked, why do you give us this pair of movie tickets? Are you not free to watch it?
他说，哦，我们有空，可是我们查了查，他们用了一些脏话，我们就不要看了。我看你们比较年轻，你们自己决定吧。
And so he said, I read some reviews of the movie and they used some vulgarities in the movie, so we decided not to watch it. So you are young, you can decide for yourself.
可能你在想，我们也想过，其实一些话语嘛，对不对？有什么大不了？
And you might be thinking, and we too thought about that, it's just some vulgarities, what's so big deal about that?
可是我们拿了之后，我们又再想一想。
So we took the movie tickets and then we were still pondering.
我们站在他们的角度想一想。
We try to put ourselves in their shoes.
只是一部电影而已嘛，看不看，有什么大不了。
It's just a movie, what's so big deal if we miss it?
所以我们看了还是不看，我们也没有看，我们也没有把票给人了啦，我们就算了。
And so in the end we...Did not watch the movie, but neither did we give the pair of movie tickets away.
所以活在这个世界里面，我们有很多必须要有智慧来进行的这些活动。
And when we live in this world, we need to have wisdom in carrying out our daily activities.
所以感谢神有周边属灵的长辈和领袖，还有这近亲的榜样来教导我们。
And we thank God that around us there are spiritual the guidance from the people who are older than us spiritually and more mature.
所以十二节让促使我们想，当我们与朋友娱乐的时候，当我们做工的时候，我们的态度，我们的思想是什么的？是不是敬虔的？是不是脱离邪恶的私欲的一个态度？
And verse 12 teaches us that we need to have the right attitude when we are going about our daily activities with the world. Do we have a godly kind of attitude?
你看第十二节，他用自守公义敬虔度日。
Look at verse 12 again. Self-controlled, upright, and godly lives.
自守是你内心的。
To be self-controlled is in your inner heart.
你公义的表现是人能看得见的。
Having an upright actions would be external deeds that people can see.
你敬虔度日的那个方式是神与神的关系的这个衡量。
And to be living godly lives is actually a measure before God.
所以保罗用了三个词汇，包含了一个基督徒的整个生命。
And Paul in three words actually incorporates all of Christian living.
把守自己的情感，把守自己的见证，和把守对神的心。
Watch over your heart and watch over your witness and watch over your life before God.
所以我们站在克里特人的这个角度来看，保罗讲的这句话非常的难，因为他们是很懒惰的一群住在岛上的人啊。保罗的话太难了。
And again, put yourself in the shoes of the people of Crete. They are a lazy lot of people on the island of Crete, and to them, this is extremely challenging.
听了很累，很麻烦，他们不想做。
And they would find that it is such a chore to do all these things.
可是不可以。
But they cannot reject this.
懒惰、贪婪，这些是世俗的情欲，是他们的这个文化中所提倡的。
Laziness, greed, these are all worldly passions which are taught by the worldly system.
所以保罗用这字训练，他们要有教导，也必须的什么训练。
And therefore, Paul uses the word training. They need to be training themselves.
那你训练这一番为了什么目的？有什么目的呢？
So what is the purpose of this training?
看第十三跟第十四节。
Look at verses 13 and 14.
第十三节，这里说，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
Verse 13, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ.
所以在第十三节，保罗继续的激发读者。
And in verse 13, Paul continues to encourage the reader.
所以做这一切的目的，
the purpose of doing all these things
是为了什么？
What is it for?
是为了等候所盼望的福。
It's because we are waiting for our blessed hope.
这个福就是救主耶稣荣耀的显现。
And this blessed hope is the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ.
如果你看中文圣经，这里要注意啊，其实这里说什么，这个没有这个和这一个字的，所以这里指的不是神和耶稣基督，这里指的是我们的神和救主耶稣基督，就一个位格。
And actually the word between GodAnd Savior, the word "and" is not in the original. It's actually our great God, Savior Jesus Christ.
所以这个就是指圣子，三位一体的那个圣子，那个一个位格。
And this is, of course, referring to the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
所以耶稣基督来了吗？来了，他来了一次。
And so has Jesus Christ come?Yes, he has come indeed once.
我们说了，我们的日历都是用他的出生的那个年日，所谓出生的年日来算的。
And we have said that even our calendar is actually dated according to the birth of Christ.
圣经也保证我们耶稣基督会再来。
The Bible promises and guarantees that Jesus Christ will come again.
他第一次来的这个样式，你如果不信主，你也知道他怎样的来。
And the first time when he came, even if you are an unbeliever, you might have some idea of how it looked like.
他第一次来的时候是什么？是一个婴孩，无助的婴孩，在那个马槽里，就是喂这个牛羊的这个马槽里，躺在里面。
The first time he came as a baby and he was lying in a manger.
他第一次来的时候是穷人家的孩子，是一个小镇里出生长大的一个犹太人。
And the first time he came, he was the child of a poor family and he grew up in a typical Jewish family.
他既然第一次预言他来了，他第二次来的那个预言会不会实现？
And so he fulfilled the first prophecy of his coming and he came. So do you think he will fulfill the second prophecy of his coming?
那如果你是基督徒的话，你必须相信，既然他已经来了一次，他预言了他来了第二次，他必定再来。
And if you are a Christian, you believe that Jesus came once because of the prophecy, and he will come again because of the prophecy.
第一次预言他来的是婴孩，他无助，他会活在这个犹大地，然后他会死在耶路撒冷，预言了，他实现了。
His first coming, it was prophesied that he will come as a child and that he will be growing up. He will actually die in Jerusalem. And all this came to pass.
那也有很多预言他第二次的显现的样式是什么？
And there are also prophecies telling us how it will be like when he comes a second time.
如果你是基督徒，你必须相信；如果你不是基督徒，你要警醒。
If you are a Christian, then of course you need to believe this. But if you are not a Christian, then you need to be careful.
耶稣基督第二次的再来，他已经不是那个无助的婴孩了。
The second time when Christ comes again, he is no longer the helpless babe.
他第一次的显现，他就把神的恩典显给我们看，要我们相信神。
And in his first coming, he manifested God's grace to us that we might believe God.
第一次的显现，他显明了神爱世人，他爱我们，他要拯救我们。
And in his first coming, he manifested that God loved the world, and he loves us, and he wants to save us.
他第二次的再来，他要显明神的公义。
In his second coming, he will manifest God's justice.
他要实现了不至灭亡，反得永生的那个意思。
And he will actually fulfill the meaning of not perish but have eternal life.
他第二次的显现，他是用君王，不是属灵的君王而已，他是实实在在的来到世界做君王的样式而来。
And in his second coming, he will come as a king, and not just as a spiritual king, but as an actual physical king on earth.
圣经预言了他会回到耶路撒冷，坐在大卫的宝座上做王一千年，这个预言必定实现的。
The Bible prophesied that when he comes again a second time, he will sit on David's throne in Jerusalem and reign for 1,000 years, and this prophecy is surely going to come to pass.
因为预言他在伯利恒的这个预言实现了，那个在耶路撒冷做王的那个预言也必定实现。
Because the prophecy of Bethlehem is fulfilled, and so will the prophecy of Jerusalem be fulfilled too.
他也要实现神应许亚伯拉罕得地的那个预言。
And he will fulfill the promise of God to Abraham that he will get the land.
实现弥赛亚统领万国的这个预言。
And he will fulfill the prophecy of the Messiah ruling the nations.
所以他第一次的显现，他温柔谦卑的显现，我们要接受。
In his first coming, he came as a meek and gentle person, and we need to accept it.
因为他第二次的显现，如果我们不信靠他，我们不能承受的。
Because in his second coming, if we are not believers, we will not be able to bear his second coming.
那可能你说，哎，这还是圣经的话，我 我还是不能相信。
And you might say, this is what all the Bible says, but I cannot bring myself to believe it.
那我就劝你，你思考为什么你不相信全世界用他的这个生日作为这个世界数算日历的这个标志。
Then I want to appeal to you to think about why you don't want to believe when the whole world is using his birth to count our days.
你不是信主的，你也是庆祝他的生日。
Even if you are not a believer, you celebrate his birthday.
这是一个很奇怪的一件事。
This is a very strange thing.
因为没有另外一个宗教，你不信的你还参与。
Because there is no other religion which you do not believe and yet you participate in the celebrations.
你说不是的，这个是商人搞的鬼，这是西方人搞的鬼。
And you might say, no, this is all commercialized, this is all Westerners, marketing techniques.
可是你要想，其实耶稣不是西方人。
But think carefully, Jesus is not a Westerner.
他是中东人啊。
He is a Middle Eastern person.
西方人用了中东人的故事来搞了这些促销。
And why would the Westerners use a Middle Eastern person to come up with all this marketing ploy?
除非他们最早期的这些西方也是真正相信了耶稣。
Unless all these Westerners in the early days, they too believe in Jesus.
所以神的恩典显现给我们看。
So God's grace has appeared, and it has appeared for us to see.
第十四节他重温了这个福音的这个内容。
Verse 14, he repeats the content of the gospel.
耶稣的第一次到来，他为我们舍命。你看，舍了自己。
And in his first coming, Jesus gave himself for us.
为了拯救我们脱离一切的罪恶。
And it is for to help us to redeem us from all lawlessness.
又洁净我们。
And also to purify us.
特作自己的选民。
For himself, a people for his own possession.
你看，我们又是自己的子民。
And us, and a people for his own possession.
神帮助基督徒，帮助信靠他的，从这些罪恶的捆绑而脱离而解放。
God helps Christians to break free from lawlessness and sin.
可能你认识人，他们信了主，停止吸毒，停止酗酒，停止有那个自切的这个理念。
And you might know some people who, after they become Christians, they immediately quit being an alcoholic or being a drug addict or even immediately stop all suicidal thoughts.
所以神拯救的能力足够帮助我们我们生命的这个需要。
God's salvation and his power is sufficient to help us with our needs.
我们上个星期也 学到了最后一分钟挂在那个十字架旁的那个土匪，他信了主，他的信心足够了，神赐他的信心足够，他能得到永生，与主同在。
And last week we have learned that in the last moment of his life, the thief that was crucified next to Christ, he had faith in Christ and he is saved.
你看第十四节的最后四个字，神拯救你的做的一切是为了什么？你做了他子民，他要你们热心为善。
And look at the last four words of verse 14. Why did God redeem us, a people for his own possession? Because we are to be zealous for good works.
属于神的选民，他们的特征是什么？行善。
Those who belong to Christ have a character which is they are all zealous for good works.
你看他又讲到生命，他讲了真理，他又讲到生命了。
And so you see again that after Paul talks about the truth, he turns to the life.
如果你思考一下，热心行善是属于神子民的一个，是我们的特征来的。
If you pause to think for a moment, being zealous for good works ought to be a Christian characteristic.
所以如果你说你信了主，可是你没有一些表现的话，在保罗的这个形容，你不在他的这个形容的范围里，不可能你信了然后没有表现。
And if you call yourself a believer, but yet you do not manifest good works, it is not within Paul's description here.
那像如果你说你是出生在新加坡的男孩子, 可是你不当兵, 你没有一点表现, 就, 你, 那个政府说你不是新加坡人, 对不对?
And it's like if you are born as a Singaporean man or boy or male, and yet you do not serve NS, then according to Singapore's definition, you are not a man. You're not a Singapore man.
所以行善和基督徒的这个名分是 连贯的。
And so, doing good works and Christians ought to come together.
所以在雅各书这里也教导什么? 信心若没有行为是死的。
And the book of James teaches that faith, if it does not have works, is dead.
所以行善是我们 基督徒的这个本分。
To do good works is actually the duty of Christians.
那行善不能使你得救, 可是你必须行善。
Doing good works does not save you, but you need to do good works.
所以当人家想到基督徒，他会想到善行。
And so when people think about Christians, they think about good deeds.
在1850年,
in 1850,
美国人, William Booth 和他的妻子 Catherine,
and William and Catherine Booth, they are US citizens.
他们看到社会的需要，社会的贫穷，他们创造了这个叫救世军的这个组织。
And they saw the poverty of society and the people, and they actually established the Salvation Army.
最起初的概念现在已经不一样了。最起初的概念是，他们是基督徒，他们要传福音，他们要做善行，他们要通过善行跟福音的连贯，把这个服务带给这个美国人。
And the original intention, we're not talking about what's happening nowadays, but the original intention of William and Catherine Booth is that they, as Christians, wanted to do good works for the poor Americans, and they wanted to bring the gospel to the poor Americans.
那最早期的YMCA也是一样的。
And the early YMCA is the same.
那时候有很多年轻的这个美国人，他们的弟兄 不殷勤。
And in the early days in USA, the Christian men, they were not hardworking.
所以他们这个组织就是给他们组织起来，殷勤学习一些技能，学习一些帮助社会的一些本能，然后帮助他们的周边的这个群体。
And the YMCA was established to impart skills to the people, to the Christian men, so that they might be able to acquire a skill to earn a living and to help the people around them.
避免他们懒散，避免他们犯罪，不务正业。
To help them avoid being lazy, to help them avoid going into all the wrong things.
那最早期的 YMCA 也组织起来，把他们的弟兄派到墓地那边给墓地跟他们讲道。
And they actually gathered the men at that time, and they sent them to Moody's preaching, and to listen to his preaching.
所以想到基督徒，想到善行。
So when you think about Christians, you associate them with good works.
还有很多很多。
And many other organizations.
有些是美国的，有些是我们自己新加坡自己的这个戒毒所，这新加坡的孤儿院。
And of course, there are organizations in USA. There are also organizations in Singapore that helps people to rehabilitate from drug addiction and orphanage, etc.
如果你找出他们创办人的原意，是因为他们得到神的拯救，他们要行善，不是用行善拯救人。这个行善是他们表现他们被神的拯救的这个表示。
And if you trace their roots, you will always find that these are started by Christians who, after they were saved, they wanted to manifest good works, not so that they will save themselves, but because they want to manifest God's grace to the world.
所以善行啊，我们对善行有没有一个正确和积极的这个态度？
Do we have a right attitude towards good works?
还是我们又活在很安稳的一个很舒适的一个国家，我们说，哎，这是政府的 责任，当机的责任，别人的责任不是我的责任。
Or are we living in such a peaceful and prosperous nation that we start thinking that's the government's job, that's not my job?
你看上行这个字哈。
Look at the phrase good works.
是佳美的，是尊贵的。
It means that it is honorable and beautiful.
是正确的。
It is right.
是上好的意思。
And it is fine.
所以是有一个责任性的，是有一个必须性的一个举动。
There is a duty bound, the act that we need to be carrying out.
所以不是一个心血来潮的这个冲动，是一个仔细筹划的行动。
It is not a sudden impulse, but it is with careful planning.
所以我们看了第十一地和 到第十四节哈。
So we have looked at verses 11 to 14.
所以如果你们当中是英文老师的，你们现在仔细的看第十一到第十四节。
And if you are English teacher, then look at verses 11 to 14 again.
还是你是文学系的，你看。
Or if you do read, if you are good in literature.
其实十一到第十四节哈，其实是一节，全部都是逗号。
Verse 11 to 14 is one sentence with lots of commas in between.
如果你是英文老师，你会 fail Paul 啊，你会不及格，这个太长了这一节。
If you are English teacher, you will fail Paul for writing a one sentence paragraph that is way too long.
所以保罗一口气的把神福音的宝贵、福音的结晶、福音的重点全部讲给克里特人听。
So in one sentence, Paul condensed the entire gospel and its preciousness for the Cretans.
所以你这里可以体会到一点，保罗多么爱这一群，大家说又懒又馋的这个克里特人，他弄到很简单，一句话全部讲给他们听。
And you can see here how much Paul loves these Cretans who people criticize as being lazy and liars, and he condenses the entire gospel in one simple sentence for them.
他一句话讲给提多听，提多这一句话可以讲给克里特人听。
In one sentence, he says it or he writes it for Titus so that in one sentence, Titus can teach the Cretans.
然后最后第十五节他给了提多这个很重要的指示。
And in verse 15, Paul gives Titus a very important command.
第十五节这里说这些事你要讲明，你要劝诫人，用各等权柄责备人，不可叫人轻看你。
Declare these things.Exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one disregard you.
保罗知道他讲的那么简单，他所说的话对于懒惰的克里特人，他们还是非常的不顺耳的。
And even though it is a very short and simple sentence, Paul knows that for the lazy Cretans, they will not be able to take it easily.
可能你听了保罗的话，像我听了保罗的话，你觉得有一点不顺耳，为什么这样有？为什么用这个命令式的，不是提议？为什么命令我要行善，要信耶稣的这个福音
？And even to us, we might find that Paul is a little bit too harsh with his words. Why must he command me to do this? Why doesn't he just suggest that I do this?
啊，这是非常正常的。
This is normal reaction.
因为训练的话常常是不动听的。
Because words about training is not easily acceptable.
训练的过程也是不好受的。
And the process of training is difficult.
但是后果都是好的。
But the results are good.
那像你练钢琴对不对？
It's like you are practicing how to play the piano.
很多人小时候你妈妈爸爸唠叨你啊，你要练琴练琴练琴，你十分的不好受，你不想听，你想抗拒。
Maybe when you were young and your parents would have nagged at you to practice your scales daily, but you just refuse to do that because you find that it is such a chore.
但是你长大了，你用得上了，你能来用来解闷了，你觉得啊，其实困难的话，不动听的话，困难的这个过程，其实后果是好的。
But now that you're grown up and you reflect on how well you can play and even leisurely you can entertain yourself, you realize that, oh, so what was difficult in the past now actually has a good result.
所以信心的功课也一样。
And so it is with the lesson on faith.
所以第十五节保罗就要提到说，你要说我告诉你的话，你要告诉他们，你要宣讲， 你要劝解，你要责备。
Verse 15, therefore Paul says, whatever I tell you, you must declare these things and you must exhort and rebuke.
那这三个词汇都是命令式的指示。
These are all imperative commands.
保罗三次用不同的词汇讲同样的一件事。
Three times Paul uses the three different words to repeat the same thing.
神的话蛮有权威。
God's word is full of power.
神的福音蛮有恩典。
God's gospel is full of grace.
提多，当你教导神的话的时候，你要按着神的权柄讲解、劝诫或者责备。
Titus, as you teach God's word, you must be full of authority and be declaring and exhorting and rebuking.
所以保罗的这一番话，
So Paul's words here,
不只对克里特人祷觉得不好听。
It might not just be unpalatable for the people on the island of Crete.
我们今天觉得他讲这些话非常的极端。
Today we might also find that such teaching is extreme.
非常的没有容忍的这个心态。
And there is no tolerance here.
保罗凭什么说这些话？
But what the authority does Paul have to say all these things?
他还胆敢叫提多说，不可叫人轻看你所讲的。
And he dares to tell Titus, let no one disregard you.
保罗所以敢讲这些话，不是因为提多多么有口才，而是他们所教导的内容是真实的，是蛮有权威的。
And Paul dares say this to Titus, not because Titus was a very eloquent man, but rather the content that they teach is full of power and authority.
所以，很像你我活在这个不听神话语的时代，离弃真理的时代，那我们怎么办呢？
It's like you and I who live in this era where people are rejecting God's word and refusing to obey God's word. What do we do?
让我用一个故事来结束。
Let me end with a story.
在19世纪有一个传道人，他的名叫斯布珍。
In the 19th century, there was a preacher whose name is Spurgeon.
他是一个名目，我们现在看他为是一个很有威望的一个伟人。
Today, when we look back, we think of him as a very famous and a great man.
我们今天称他为什么？讲道王子。
And today we call him the Prince of Preachers.
因为他讲道是上万篇的，编成书你是读不完的。
Because he has preached 10,000 sermons, and even when they compile it into books, there's no way you can finish all of them.
可是，在他年老的时候，其实他的这个名望其实不是这样想的。
But actually, towards the end of his life, his reputation was not that good.
当他年老的时候，他的这个威望渐渐的这个降低。
And as he aged, his reputation actually went down.
那基督教中出现了很多很多年轻的牧师。
There were a lot of young pastors in Christianity.
有博士学位。
They had PhDs.
啊，是不是没有？
The Spurgeon had none of those.
他们也很有口才。
And they were eloquent.
他们提倡什么？他们提倡合一。
They were advocating unity.
他们说容忍。
Tolerance.
放下我们神学的这个分隔，找出我们心中的共同点，然后我们合一。
Lay down the divisiveness of theology and let's find the thing that we have in common and be united in those things.
这时候年老的斯布珍听了听，他闻到了什么？他闻到了有狼。
And old Spurgeon, as he listened to this, he smelled a wolf.
伟大的这个传道人他说了这非常不痛听的话。
And this great preacher said something that's extremely unpalatable.
就很像 it's almost like uneloquent. 他讲到很非常不通听的话，他又写给人家看。
And not only unpalatable, people find it not eloquent at all.
他质问一个问题，他说这是一个严重的问题。那一些亲手交付圣徒真道的那一些人，应该怎么对待那一些信靠另一个福音的人，那些合一的人？他说我们确实必什么具有基督的爱，基督徒的爱，远离纷争的事，但是我们与那些偏离真道的人亲密相交， 那是公义的态度吗？
And he said, it now becomes a serious question how far those who abide by the faith once delivered to the saints should fraternize with those who have turned aside to another gospel. Christian love has its claims, and divisions are to be shunned as grievous evils. But how far are we justified in being in confederacy with those who are departing from the truth?
他的同工不赞同。
His co-workers disagreed with him.
他们开始说他老了。
And they said, you are old.
他病了。
You are sick.
提议说他可能糊涂了。
They might be suggesting that he is being senile.
他们派博士们跟他见面，是不争不要跟那些博士们见面。
And they send professors of the colleges to meet with him, but he refused.
他们找同工叫他说，你要屈服，我们合一吧。
And they send co-workers to persuade him to be united with the rest.
最后他们开了一个大会，他们那个大会的那个目的是开除是不争，他们投票。
And in the end, they held a conference and a meeting to vote, and they wanted Spurgeon out.
那个后果是95头把他踢出去，他只有五个同工说他是对的。
And out of the 100 people who attended that voting, 95 voted him out.
是不争继续的说，让每一个信徒自己做决定。至于我们的门放上锁，然后只是屋内的人用什么锁链封紧，因为有些人表面要与仆人亲近，其实暗地里是什么设图打抢主人。
And he said this, let each believer judge for himself. But for our part, we have put on a few fresh bolts to our door, and we have given orders to keep the chain up, for under color of begging the friendship of the servant,There are those who aim at robbing the master.
施不争的持守，他捍卫了什么神福音的宝贵。
Spurgeon held on to the preciousness of God's gospel.
他表现神话语的什么权威。
And he has displayed the authority of God's word.
他表现了神不变真理的这个持久。
And he is persevering at God's unchanging truth.
所以现在我们在教会历史中，我们想到他，我们想到的是忠心和不怕被人藐视。
And today when we think of Spurgeon in church, we think of him as being faithful and that he is not worried about being disregarded.
那一些有名望、有口才、有博士的那些人，我们已经遗忘了。我们提起也是说他们是狼，是不忠心的这些仆人。
And we have forgotten those with PhDs who debated withSpurgeon, and even if we remember them today, we remember them as wolves who were unfaithful to the gospel.
所以这一周，当我们思想神的恩典和神的话语的时候，我邀请你们，你就思想神的福音对你是多么的宝贵，他的话语在你的生命中是多么有权威的。
So today and this week, as we ponder upon our Bible,We want to think about how precious is God's gospel in your life and how powerful is God's word in your life.
等一下我们的分享，我们继续的讨论，就用那两大点来作为我们讨论的这个根基。
And in our sharing later, in our group discussion, we will use these two main points of the outline in our discussion.Let's close in prayer. Father, I want to thank you indeed. Your gospel is precious and your word is powerful. For it is by the power of your word that we have been enlightened and our eyes opened to see the preciousness of your gospel. We pray, O Lord, that those in our midst who have yet to know you, indeed, may you manifest your grace and your mercy in their hearts. Open their hearts that they might see your gospel.And that they too might embrace your gospel. And we pray for believers here that we will submit to the power and the authority of your word and not disregard it. In Jesus' name, Amen.